So when you think big color, you know, we want purples like in blueberries and red cabbage. We want carrots, we want yams. Everything that's colorful is going to tell you that there's more of those protectors. And then flavorful would include all of the onions, garlic, cabbage family. And you know, when you've eaten, say, arugula, I don't know how many of you shop at farmers markets, but when you get really fresh arugula, it is like so peppery tasting. I don't know if you've noticed that. And that peppery taste is the sulfur compounds, and they actually help to modulate your immune response in a good way. So, you know, think of going for color and flavor. Not only is it food for your eyes, but it's also very health promoting. So you can think of these phytochemicals as being the compounds that give color, taste, smell, and fragrance to the foods that we eat, but they're also very strong in antioxidants and anti-inflammatory factors, and they increase detoxification enzymes in the body. And interestingly enough, a little bit, well, not only soil quality, but also a little bit of environmental stress actually helps the plant to produce more. So, you know how you've heard, have you heard of resveratrol, which is found in red wine? So the wine grape produces more of that when it's attacked by mold. So, you know, a little bit of stressing of plants actually helps them make more of these protectors. And when we eat them, then we get a little bit of benefit or more benefit. So, along with thinking of plant protectors, I think it's really important that we make sure we get enough protein to build and repair our tissue and to keep our immune system functioning optimally. And we kind of go both ways on protein, I think. Sometimes we're, you know, not getting enough, and other times I think we're focused on getting way more than we need. So keep in mind that you need somewhere, kind of ballparking it between 50 and 75 grams per day. And I put this slide together just so that you know, you can kind of do a little mental check as you look at your plates through the day. We think of meat, fish, and poultry as being our protein foods, and there's 7 grams in every ounce. So what's an ounce? Like my finger. Okay, if that was a little piece of chicken, that's an ounce. If you looked at the palm of my hand, the palm of most of our hands is about 4 ounces. So 4 times 7 would already be 28. So if you had a piece of meat, you know, for dinner, you'd be halfway there. If you're not doing meat and you're trying to get protein from beans, which we are big advocates of that, you get 7 grams and a half a cup of cooked lentils or garbanzo beans or pinto beans.